Sam's good at promising things.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
So you see, Sam, making a business go and making money is just a matter of following a simple formula.
Well, now, I'd sure follow it, Mr. McFrancis, now, if I just knowed it.
Is that like a chemistry class, Mr. Buddy?
No, not quite, Leon. Now, this formula is more like, well, you know, a series of rules you follow.
I don't believe Sam's going to like that.
You mean this ain't going to be something I can memorize?
No, Sam, this is not a matter of memorization. This is a matter of commitment.
Well, now,
Sam's good at memorizing.
You mean, but he's not good at commitment, Leon.
Now, just a minute here now.
He's good at promising things.
Oh, I see. Well, now, if you...
Don't I let you have half of my Mr. Pibb every day, Leon?
Now, just let me remind you of these fail-safe rules.
Fail-safe rules?
Oh, yeah, can't miss. Rule number one, Sam, is always greet your customers with a smile and a happy thought.
Our customers?
Yeah. That'll ensure that they will want to return.
To where?
Most of our customers already returned. To whoever they traded with before they come here.
You see, that's what I mean. I can show you how to get them to come back here.
Well, now, I had that figured, but Jesse wouldn't go along with a free fill-up for everybody that'd buy an umbrella.
Buy an umbrella?
No, Sam, I think it was your idea selling the umbrellas on the credits what he didn't like.
Now, here's rule number two, Sam. Always give every customer a square deal.
I thought Roosevelt done that.
No, Sam, he made Cuba one of our states. Cousin Luther told me that.
No, Sam, Leon. Roosevelt introduced the New Deal, not the square deal.
You mean we didn't get a square deal out of Roosevelt?
I didn't get no kind of deal out of him.
Well, we haven't really had time to evaluate the New Deal yet. Sam, it may start working any day now.